X1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Supreme Court decisions. I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. Supreme Court releasing some more decisions today as the justices await their summer break, including an abortion case from the state of Idaho. ABC's Terry Moran.
At issue, whether Idaho's ban on nearly all abortions takes precedence over a federal law guaranteeing that patients in emergency rooms get the care they need, even in the rare cases when that might mean terminating a pregnancy.
The justices decided to send this back to a lower court for more direction. As of now, an Idaho woman whose health is at risk may still get an emergency abortion. The court in a 6-3 decision ruled that people accused of fraud by the SEC have the right to a jury trial in federal court. The SEC has used in-house proceedings in the past. The court ruled that is a violation of the Constitution. Supreme Court also rejecting a nationwide settlement with OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma that would have shielded members of the Sackler family, owners of Purdue, from civil lawsuits. It's unclear what happens next. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We could get a better idea today if Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss will face a recall election, and if so, where? The Wisconsin Elections Commission is considering the matter after agency staff this week determined recall petitioners collected enough valid signatures in Voss's old district that the state Supreme Court says is unconstitutional. The candidates for president hold their first debate tonight. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler is looking for a steady performance from President Biden.
Maybe not the most flashy president, but gets the job done. In every metric you look at, you can see how President Biden has followed through on his promises, how he's over-delivered, and Trump talked big and then did nothing.
Coverage on many of these civic media stations starts at 7:30. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The church that was decimated by that tornado in Argyle is now asking for help restoring its cemetery. Apple Grove Lutheran Church now has a pile of rubble instead of a building. They say insurance will help them rebuild, but the cemetery is a mess. It has about $30,000 in damage, headstones taken off their footing, some even broken. They've started a GoFundMe hoping to raise $15,000 to pay for part of that restoration. So far, it's raised almost $10,000. And expect lots and lots of mosquitoes thanks to all this rain we've had. Brianna Nearland is the highest certified woman entomologist in Wisconsin.
They're definitely worse this year. I mean, we've got so much heavy rainfall. We're a prime habitat for them anyway. So we have the woodlands, the lakes, the streams. It's definitely going to be a good year for them.
Nearland says the best thing you can do is eliminate any source of standing water. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Bucks add another guard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. First round of the NBA draft last night, and with the 23rd pick, the Bucks selected A.J. Johnson, a 6'5" guard out of California who's just 19 years old. I asked Bucks GM John Horst if this is just another prospect to add to the roster.
When you get in that part of the draft, the assessment we had to make is here's a handful of guys that are win now. Here's a handful of guys that maybe have a higher development curve or a longer runway. I think he's a combination of both.
Baseball, the Brewers' Andrew Monasterio comes through with an RBI single to win the game 6-5 over the Rangers yesterday. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Of course, we're happy for the team, but so happy for Mona. He's working every day. He's always got a smile. He's in a great, has a great attitude every day, so the team pulls for him.
Former Packers receiver Randall Cobb and his family narrowly escaping their Nashville home at night after a fire started in their garage, believed to be ignited by an electric charger to their Tesla. Cobb saying they're lucky to be alive. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly cloudy today, our high right around 75 this afternoon. The wind out of the east to southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. High tomorrow, 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert.
Right.
Yeah. That was That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Maggie Dawn.
Week 4 of Joe Biden's top 100 continues. We're talking what makes America healthier. And I got an answer. It's called gun control.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Today, you know, people got to decide one or two things. You know, whether they're going to vote or whether they're going to stay at home. And if they go vote, they got to pick, you know, who they're going to vote for.
Well, speaking of the Georgia primary, who did you vote for?
In the Georgia primary, I didn't vote for anybody. I voted, but I didn't vote for anybody.
You didn't
I mean, the race was already over when the primary got here.
But you didn't vote for Donald Trump?
I didn't vote for anybody.
Why not?
Because the race is over with.
But there were a lot of other Republicans who came out and voted in that primary and voted for Donald Trump. So I think it would be pretty interesting for them to hear, you know, why you didn't feel the need to vote for him or didn't want to.
Well, it would be, for me personally, politically, I mean, it'd be interesting if I had a vote for him, be interested if I didn't, or be interested if I didn't vote at all. But at the bottom of the line, it doesn't really matter. I mean, he was the presumptive nominee before the primary ever got here. I mean, I didn't support anybody in the race.
Wow. I didn't think Republicans could get any more Weasley. That was Brian Kemp saying he voted, but he didn't vote for anybody.
Yep. Yes.
How do you do that?
No.
Okay.
And it looks like 12 and 13 were combined, so I apologize.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. One more.
But said all along, for the most part, that I would support the ticket, and that's what I've always done. That's what I'm doing this November.
On supporting the ticket, that clearly means you're going to vote for Donald Trump in November. Are you going to campaign for him, though?
Well, I mean, we'll see how the race plays out and, you know, what they might ask for or need. But, I mean, like right now, I'm focused on turning the ticket out so we win. I mean, regardless of, you know, our history together, I have a vested interest in Georgia, you know, remaining in Republican hands.
Hmm. Chris, who said I didn't vote for anybody? I voted, but I didn't vote for anybody. Who said that?
Brian Kemp.
Yes. Oh, you're getting better at this. What does that mean? Just when you think they can't get more Weasley?
He's a big Weasel.
Yeah. Okay. You know who's not a big Weasel?
Hey, look who's here. It's Twitter and general rock star of the world.
Yes.
Comedian extraordinaire Noel Castle. Everybody's like, yay, ice cream for breakfast again.
He's from the stuff.
Noel Castle. We have so much to talk to you about.
Oh, hi, Noel Castler. I love that you were requested yesterday on social media, and you're like, I'm already booked.
I saw that. You know, your wonderful producers already had me lined up, and I'm thrilled to be here.
Yay!
I mean, you are the person I always think of when I think, oh, my God, this campaign is going to be 100% projection, right, with Donald Trump accusing Biden of being on a cocktail of drugs and needs to be drug tested. And you've talked about for years how well known it was that Trump was on drugs, right?
Absolutely. You know, his first debate with Hillary Clinton when he was sniffing through the whole debate and stuff, I was like, that's what we saw on The Apprentice. That was the same behavior. That was one of the reasons I started, you know, speaking out, because I was like, this is the same stuff he was doing back then when he was hosting a game show. Yeah. You know, this guy cannot be president. But he wasn't really held accountable for it. You know, it's a tough thing to, you know, prove or whatever. And anything you throw at Trump, he throws back at you. And that's what he's doing.
To send Dr. Ronnie out, of all people. people. Right. Fired for being an alcoholic and a pill pusher. You're just like, are you kidding me? And then this, the story that they put out, Biden pooped his pants at a couple of, you know, complete fiction. But again, you said, like, it was well known on the set of The Apprentice that Trump regularly pooped his pants. I mean, it's 100% projection, isn't it?
It's 100% projection. And, you know, why I pointed out that he wears adult diapers, which he does, depends. There's no shame in incontinence. His comes from drug addiction. It comes from abusing stimulants for decades and eating meatloaf and hamburgers 24/7. Sorry for the graphics.
I'm sorry.
Good morning. I apologize.
Oh, just wondering what his diaper looks like. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, God. All right. I'm not even a parent, and I'm just like, So this whole, like, demanding Biden take a drug test, what do you think would have happened? Because we're all like, you know, again, the president is actually presidential. He shouldn't, like, fall for all these stupid Trump stunts. But, you know, a lot of us are like, oh, I wish he had said, yep, absolutely, let's do it. You know, but either Trump would have weaseled out of his or had someone like Dr. Ronnie do it, right?
100%. He just wouldn't give you the results, like he never gave us his real medical records when he ran for president in 16. And he had his guys, Keith Schiller, Matty Calamari, Alan Garten, one of his lawyers. They went into Dr. Bornstein's office and took Trump's medical records. That was one of his first actions as president. He sent those guys up there in February. Dr. Bornstein was his Dr. Feelgood before Ronnie Jackson for decades.
Yeah.
The guy was a gastroenterologist who handed out pain pills on the Upper East Side. It was well known. Trump made him his primary physician and then stole his medical records. That wasn't to hide high cholesterol. You know, that wasn't to...
And he mysteriously died, much like Ivana. Or was it?
Murder.
Ivanka.
Okay.
Ivanka. No, not Ivanka.
No, Ivana. I got it right.
You got it right. She got it right.
I'm so used to correcting you.
You know, when she had that accident.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Someone pushed her. Anyway.
Allegedly.
Alleged. Of course. Of course it's alleged. But I mean, we were saying, like, it was in her book that Trump raped her. You know, again, it's not like, you know, E. Jean Carroll was the first one. And then, of course, she took it back for a financial settlement, right?
100%. And he not only did that, he pulled out a chunk of her hair because he was unhappy with the plastic surgeon that she recommended, where he got a scalp reduction, which was his first attempt to maintain that dead ferret that he has on top of his head. You know, he lifted his own scalp so the comb over would cover more of the bald spot, and then didn't like the way it looked, so attacked the mother of his children. And it shows who he is at his core. That's Trump. It's all about him in
vindictiveness. Vindictiveness. Yeah, absolutely. By the way, the other, like, just things swamping around in the swamp that are, again, 100% projection. Trump is the one that's always been creepy about his own daughter. And I mean, publicly, right? I'm not saying, if she were my daughter, I'd date her. Agreeing she's a piece of ass on Howard Stern show. Publicly. Right. And so, but the thing I keep seeing is, like, oh, Ashley said that Joe Biden was, you know, tried to get in the shower with her or something. It's like you can tell it's complete fiction, you know, to project away from Donald Trump being so creepy about his own daughter. Right.
100%. It's what I said at the beginning. Anything you don't nail him on, he's going to put on his opponent.
Yeah.
And the whole pedophile predator thing is Trump. He used to talk to the cameramen on his set, like, what do you think of her? Nice piece of ass. Pardon me for cursing. Referring to Ivanka. He had her hosting Miss Teen USA at 16.
Yeah.
He was bringing her as his date to the elite model contest, which was John Casablancas and his organization, basically to bring 17-year-olds over from Eastern Europe and turn them into models, right?
Yeah.
But he brought his daughter. That's the famous picture when he's squeezing her hand and she's dressed up like a 30-year-old. She's like 10. She had a modeling contract at 12. She was his date.
I don't know. It's not that facts matter anymore, but Ashley Biden has never accused President Biden of anything. Like, it's just, the stuff is just made up.
Yeah, and can we say one thing on that? That came from, they stole her diary. She left, like, basically a recovery journal in a closet of a halfway house in Florida during the pandemic. Somebody found it, sold it to Project Veritas. Project Veritas gave it to the Trump campaign, and they passed it around a fundraiser in Florida that Don Jr. was at, who himself is no you know, stranger to struggle and addiction. It's beyond reproach to do, or it's beyond, you know, the pale to do something like that.
Well, I mean, that's right. To target Hunter Biden, who clearly has been in recovery for a long time, you know, when there's Don Jr., is clearly coked to the gills, allegedly. But oh my God, clearly not in recovery.
Yeah.
It's just,
No. And they need recovery, and they know it. They were dry when I worked around them. Don and those guys didn't touch a booze because they'd already been down that road. Don Jr. got kicked out of the Comedy Cellar for being drunk because he got in a fight with somebody, and he poured his beer on their girlfriend.
Oh,
and somebody, you know, was on the New York Post 20 years ago. He was a public drunk. He was a falling down drunk at Penn.
Oh, my God. I'm down the conspiracy rabbit hole.
All right. Let's go.
Allison Gill tweeted, FYI, Brooke Schmidt died mysteriously about 3 months before the search of Mar-a-Lago. And you just said lots of folks with connections to dealings involving Trump-Russia die mysteriously and has nothing to do with his decades of involvement with global crime organizations and large-scale money laundering for decades. Also, Deutsche Bank money laundering had no connection to Justice Kennedy's retirement. I mean, I have always said, Noel, as you've said, I think there are so many more shoes to drop. Do you think we're ever going to know the whole Trump story? Because
no. No, because, and I try to
fictionalize it. Boo, Noel, boo. That's not the right answer.
Let me rephrase that. I am writing a fictitious account of how best I can piece it all together now. And if you read that, it'll come out when I'm done. You'll piece some of it together. But, you know, the six Russians that died the night Trump was elected, one of them was in the Russian consulate on 91st Street, you know, between Madison and Fifth. That's 20 blocks up from Jeffrey Epstein. All these guys were involved in international conspiracies.
It's Uncle Noel, tell us the story about the helicopter again.
Okay. That was his executives, right, who were rumored to be cooperating into a federal investigation into money laundering in Trump's casinos, which they were a front for and which he later paid fines for on behalf of Trump Taj Mahal, right? So these guys were rumored to be cooperating. Trump summoned them to a press conference in New York City for a boxing match. Why you would need your CFO to come to a presser for a boxing match is beyond me. But he summoned these guys, put them on a rental helicopter that he got in North Jersey, even though he owned a bunch of his own with his name on the side at the time, right? He rents a helicopter. That helicopter crashes on the way home because it had a rotor chip, you know, a crack in the rotor, which had never happened before in the factory that produced those rotors. It went down in the Pine Barrens. Everybody died. Case closed. Trump lied, said he was supposed to be on the helicopter. I'll add one thing. One of the relatives of somebody who died, one of those executives, came to my show at City Winery a couple years ago. And after the show was like, I fully believe he had everything to do with my role. Yeah. So the families at the time knew he was guilty. But,
right. And the van is just clumsy. Or was it?
Allegedly.
Murder.
Okay. And Dr. Bornstein died in January 2021, a couple, you know, 2 weeks after January 6th. He's dead in his house in Scarsdale. His family doesn't tell anybody, and they quietly take out an ad in the New York Times. No cause of death listed. Yeah.
I mean, you've been talking about this forever. You on Twitter, you said if the intersection of drug cartels, money laundering, sex trafficking, and Wall Street banking, real estate development had an address, it would probably be Trump Tower in the 80s. Start there, and you may begin to understand the tentacles of treason. Ay, ay, ay. And I mean, you know, skip to this latest piece I just read about, you know, the Kremlin and Putin and what they're planning for and hoping for, you know, with Trump now, because, of course.
Yes, and Felix Sater. Felix Sater just lost his civil case this morning for laundering money on behalf of an Azerbaijani guy through Trump's Soho in Manhattan. When I worked around Trump, Felix Sater had Trump Organization business cards, and he would show up at the after parties, which were full of Russian mobster types, allegedly, right? And he would make introductions between Ivanka and Jared, and they would work the room. And at the time, I'm like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
You know, this is like the most nefarious thing I've ever witnessed. This is supposed to be a TV show. This doesn't happen at the VMAs. You know, Pete Schiller and a bunch of Russian mobsters don't show up in the green room, but they did at Trump's gigs.
Yeah. Azerbaijan. Bless me.
Bless you.
You know who's been there? Alina Haba.
Bless you.
Thank you. Okay. All right. We're just getting started with Uncle Noel's stories.
Yes, we are.
And what he's going to expect at the debate tonight. So can't wait to hear that. 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Just Thriving. Look at me. Look at me.
Look at you sitting there thriving.
Look at me. Yeah. I'm just doing it to get under your skin. Look at me thriving. Let's face it, life can be stressful, particularly when you do 90 minutes straight tonight of flapping Garfield anus lips and pardon me.
At least you don't have to smell what's on stage.
True.
We were saying it would be that household odors commercial from the 70s.
Yeah.
We just think Biden should say that at some point. Did a cow in here? Okay, listen, I'm on Just Calm, so I'm going to make it through the whole debate. The breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and say hello to your little friend, the new chill.
Yeah.
It's my new chill, man. I used to take Sammy. This stuff way better. It's an exclusive mood-lifting blend clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier. And for next-level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. Probiotics can be confusing. There's like 11 billion, literally, of them.
Yeah.
This one, do your research. This one has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics. It is a spore probiotic. Banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin, your happy hormone. Yay! For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm. I take them both. JustThriveHealth.com. That promo code is Stephanie. It is like getting a month for free.
Do you have any disgruntled employees?
Hell, they're all disgruntled. I ain't running a damn daisy farm. My motto is do it my way or watch your butt.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com. Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com. Code fitness.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve.
paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter, and check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. God loves us and wants us to have nice things, and that's why he gave us Noel Castler on debate day.
Yes.
So, no, I'm curious, like, what you're expecting tonight and what, because, you know, we all just, like, clench our sphincters, like, waiting for what despicable, like, stunt or outrageous thing he's going to do or say. What are you anticipating? Because clearly they're in a panic in Trump world over the debate.
Yeah. 100%, because he knows no policy. He knew that back in 15 when he started debating his fellow GOP guys, right? He had nothing to say. These smart guys, somewhat smart guys, were talking about policy. He doesn't know that. So he was just like, oh, your wife's ugly. You know, your kid's fat. You know, he just went to being a schoolyard idiot. And I think that's going to be his strategy tonight. They're going to try to trip Biden up, who's not a great public speaker. We all know that. But he's a great legislator, right? He's a great leader in Washington in terms of understanding how D.C. works. Bipartisan compromise back when it was possible, visionary, you know, legislation that lifts people up from the bottom, the kind of stuff that created the middle class in the New Deal era. You know, he's a populist president in a good way, right? Yeah. And he's a proletariat guy.
Right.
But, you know, I think to your point, it's just, I keep saying it, like, he's just going to act like a bag of D's. That's what he doesn't debate, because as you say, he doesn't know any issues or any policy. He doesn't have any, you know, like, I think you tweeted that. Where was that yesterday? You tweeted about, like, that's exactly what it is. Your wife's ugly. The moderator's on the rag. Like, he's just, I mean, there's part of you that goes, President Biden shouldn't lower himself to this, but I guess he's got to. But, I mean, how do you debate a orange pig? Give us some tips.
you can't debate him, and I kind of agree with you. I almost think he doesn't deserve the opportunity to debate Biden because he didn't go to Biden's inauguration, right? He didn't participate in the peaceful transfer of power, so he doesn't deserve the respect that getting to share a stage with Biden, you know, bestows upon him. But he won't debate. He'll try to trip him up. He'll smirk. He'll say Hunter Biden 1,500 times.
Yeah.
Everyone's well, don't drink when you hear Hunter Biden, because that would be too ironic. You know, but, you know, he'll sniff. If you see him sniffing, that's because he's snorting Adderall. And that's what he would do on Celebrity Apprentice. He can't read. So he'd get very nervous before the live tapings because there would be a teleprompter.
Yeah.
And if there was a three-syllable word, it would trip him up because his brain scrambles because he's always had a learning disability that his family hid. You know, the guy paid other people.
Even people on his side are admitting he's not as horrible as he was then. He's not the same guy. Like, he is clearly, you know, spiraling and dementing and, like, not making much sense. I mean, is he going to go off into sharks and batteries, do you think? Or
yes, I think he will. Here's the thing. Here's my best take on this. If he had any sense of self-control and dignity, he would play it cool. and offer, you know, kind of have some policy points and kind of not take the bait and retain some decorum, and the press would be all over it. They would say, oh, we saw a new president, Trump.
Yes, Van Jones will say that's when he became president.
Yes.
Okay.
But he won't do that because he can't help
it. I love someone said Hillary Clinton acted like it was beneath her to be on stage with him, and Hillary Clinton just tweeted back, it was. 29 minutes after the hour, more Noel Kastler.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Flags across Wisconsin are flying at half-staff to honor the life of Lincoln Hills youth prison teacher Corey Prue, who was killed this week. The 49-year-old was attacked by an inmate Monday night and died the next day. The 16-year-old suspect is being charged as an adult. Wisconsin's votes in the race for president is a dead heat among registered voters.
It's 50-50 this time. It was 49-51, Trump leading by two last time. So it's just tightened, but it's still dead tight.
Marquette Law School poll director Charles Franklin says President Biden has a two-point lead among likely Wisconsin voters. In the race for U.S. Senate, Tammy Baldwin leads Eric Hovde 52-47. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Some flood warnings continue in southern Wisconsin. The Wisconsin River in Portage is under a flood warning until midday Saturday. At least a dozen homes have flooded near the water there. In Caledonia, Old River Road near Blackhawk Park is covered by water. West Lane Road near Long Lake is closed too. Plus, there's flooding in Decorah. The National Weather Service predicts the river will drop below flood stage Saturday morning. Meanwhile, there are flood warnings for the Crawfish River in Jefferson and the Rock River in Dodge County. Those expire Friday afternoon. And a nationally known summer camp is coming to Madison. The National Inventors Hall of Fame is bringing Camp Invention here next month. Kids get to play with light that demonstrates genetic code, compete in an invention game show, and create LED game boards. These camps usually sell out. It's for kindergartners through sixth graders. There are four camps in July in Madison, Middleton, New Glarus, and Verona. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A high-pressure system dominates the day, bringing calm winds, partly sunny skies, and cooler highs in the mid-70s. Clouds will start to thicken tonight as light showers push in tomorrow morning, and then storm chances spark up again at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will talk all things sports with the Acme Packing Company's Paul Noonan and a little weather update. It's Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. Make sure you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
By United Way and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
Stephanie Miller.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
Noel Castler tweeted, I'm old enough to remember Trump's first debates back in 15 when instead of any attempt at policy talk, he just came out and said, like, your wife's ugly and the moderator must be on the rag. And the GOP was like, yep, that's our guy. Vote blue.
Yep.
That's right.
Yeah, it's, oh, God. Did you get PTSD from them playing clips from the last debate? Like, no wonder they're doing a muting the mics. He just wouldn't shut the up. He just talked over Biden every, right? That's his, right? We all remember the no puppet, no puppet, you're the puppet, no puppet. It's like, oh, my God. It just is. So I guess we'll see how that works, right? They were demonstrating on CNN yesterday how the, what do you call it?
The
right.
Right.
Right. Candidates will have 2 minutes to answer questions, 1 minute for responses and rebuttals. At the moderator's discretion, there'll be additional minute for follow-ups, clarifications, or responses. I mean, he just tries to bulldoze everybody, right? He just does that, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me, and then he just keeps talking. So we'll see how they do. So the cameras in the studio in the candidate's field of view are timing. There's timing lights when the light shows yellow. There's 15 seconds left in the candidate's answer. When the lights flash red, there are 5 seconds left. When it's solid red, the time is up. At that point, the candidate's mic will be turned off. The other candidate will have their microphone turned on. So, you know, when we were saying they're 8 feet apart, so he's probably going to sound like Walter the dog. You'll hear him. But I mean, what? Which Trump is going to show up tonight, Noel?
That Trump, the one we've described, the one. There's only one Trump, right? Sometimes he gets away with not being the worst version of himself, right? And the media sort of gives him a pass, but he's always the same person. He's a broken, wounded ego, you know, guy with the emotional maturity of a child, you know, who's been stewing in his own resentment and anger for almost 80 years. And he feeds that stimulants, you know, into an addled mind that doesn't work right. One of Trump's core issues is he knows people think he's dumb and he doesn't want that. You know, he's trying to hide these deficiencies instead of confronting them.
Instead of
dealing with it.
And you also said one guy spent 50 years in Washington crafting legislation that benefits all Americans, harkens back to the New Deal era policies that built our middle class. One guy spent 50 years getting high, bankrupting businesses, and creeping on teenage girls that look like his daughter. I mean, it's like I was saying, it does feel like, oh, I can't believe President Biden even has to participate in this, but it's just here we go again, right?
Yeah, and that's who he's been his whole life. He spent the Vietnam War riding around in his dad's limo attacking cocktail waitresses and doing lines, you know, letting other guys go fight in his way in a foreign war. He wasn't involved, you know, physically or intellectually with the biggest thing of his youth, right? The Vietnam War was sort of a litmus test, right, for men of his generation. He didn't care. He's living it up, pretending that he's this big real estate scion, or he was and became one on his own, right, this tycoon in the 80s. He knows nothing of policy. That's why his whole shtick is like, I'm an outsider. Would you want an outsider doing heart surgery?
Yeah.
Still.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You know this. Your family's been in it. I know I come from a D.C. kind of bureaucratic family in many ways. I worked on Capitol Hill. It's policy wonks. It's boring stuff. That's what you want. It's unsexy work that gets business done on behalf of a large nation.
You want the West Wing. You want those nerds.
Right. Yeah, right.
Yeah, Jim tweeted Trump's debate prep, rails of Adderall, complaining about the moderators, crying about CNN, calling it rigged before, during, and after. Rick Stengel, you know, but let's talk about moderators. He said for the debate, the moderators can't fact check everything. That's what Trump counts on, that he lies so much you can't possibly. But big false premises like the assertion that crime is rising or the economy is falling need to be corrected in real time. Well, of course they scream bloody murder because Trump's the only one that lies nonstop. So, you know, if the moderators correct that, they'll be like, oh, you know, fake news, right?
Exactly, because you're right. That's going to be every point. It's an excellent point you just made. He's going to say immigration crisis, you know, migrant crime, election was stolen in 2020, fake news. And he's just going to repeat those things on a loop. And when they try to correct him, he's just going to say you're lying. You're part of the fake news establishment, you know, because that's what his people want.
Yeah. Ann tweeted, listen, I'm not a drug user, so maybe I just don't get it, but how can someone be called Sleepy Joe while also being on cocaine? I feel like that's not how it works.
That's not how it works.
Yeah, I mean, and even on Fox News sometimes, I love this one. Fox News' Bill somebody, reporter, concedes the border crossings have dropped significantly since Biden's executive order, which is basically all he can do since Trump blocked the bipartisan immigration bill, right? So, you know, that's going to come up with some ghoulish story that he seems to take sexual pleasure in telling, right, about violence by an undocumented immigrant, right?
Now you're getting into it. It shows his kink. He's into this. Violence against women is a thing for him. He likes that. That crazy Britney girl who did the State of the Union rebuttal. Remember her?
Oh, yeah.
So that was an audition, right, to be a potential VP, candidate for Trump. So
Katie Britt. Sorry, Senator Katie Britt. I was trying. Oh yes,
Katie,
yes, she was creepy.
Sorry, I was disrespectful.
Yeah,
Katie Britt. But remember how she got to the specifics of this?
She's like, "Hi, I'm in my kitchen, but don't look in my crawl space. There's nothing in there."
Right. Exactly. That was to please the boss because he likes that stuff. Ugh. He likes the graphic details that turn most people's stomachs because he's not a well man.
Yeah. I mean, one thing, just in terms of basic facts about the economy, for instance, I think it was Joe Scarborough said, he was calling out Trump claiming the U.S. economy reached historic heights during his tenure. He said, it's galling. It's been galling to me for some time. Trump repeats something enough that everybody believes is true. Even people in the media talk about how great the economy was under Trump. When you go back before the pandemic, if you don't count, the economy was the best ever. No, it wasn't. It wasn't even close. I know a lot of people hate numbers. They hate facts. I understand a lot of people in Trump land, they're snowflakes, and it's their feelings that matter. But here are the facts. Before the pandemic, America's GDP was 2.5%, all right? Post-war, World War II, that's not the greatest performance ever. That ranks Donald Trump eighth behind LBJ, behind Jimmy Carter, behind Reagan, behind Nixon. I could go on and on. Find eight presidents post-World War II, and Trump did worse than most of them on GDP growth. Yet Trump is going to keep lying about the greatest economy ever before the pandemic. It wasn't anywhere close to the greatest economy ever. I just wonder how much longer moderators are going to allow this lie to continue to fester. It's a lie that's having an impact on this race. And that is true. It just, most job losses since Herbert Hoover, I mean, you can go on and on. A disaster. I love people speculating what the Trump second administration is going to be. Like the first one wasn't the biggest show in the history of the world.
100%. And that doesn't even take into account the tariffs, which will the brunt of
inflation bomb. Economists are calling it an inflation bomb, what his policies would cause. Yeah,
exactly. And can I add something to that excellent point you just made and Joe made? The good things about Trump's economy, the metrics that he could take credit for, those are the result of Obama's administration, right? Those are things that were put into place that don't show up for a while because it takes a while to change the graph after the trajectory of the Bush years and the financial collapse of 2008, right?
Yeah.
But this is the point I want to make. Those O'Biden numbers that showed up during Trump's term that he took credit for were the result of Joe Biden's work. That's why Obama picked Biden to help him with the economic recovery. That's what Biden headed up for Obama because Obama knew that Biden knew how to get bipartisan big legislation passed, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's a thing that Biden should, in essence, get credit for. And I'm stealing that from Obama himself. He said it himself when I went to a rally with him in the spring.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I was saying I love the thing Obama said recently. Why am I saying Obama? Biden.
Biden.
No, but he just said, "I didn't create Donald Trump. Your hatred of me did." And that's true. I mean, it's the backlash. So I love CNN reporting about the panic, the Trump campaign before the debate tonight, and their decision to go after Jake Tapper. This is working the refs, right? I mean, this is hoping that, they'll go easy on him, I guess, by saying in advance that they're going to be biased, right?
100%. Yeah, they're tempering expectations because they know he's a mess. And he's probably so scared because he lives with self-centered fear. And for the reasons we said before, he's terrified of this debate. People that are good at talking get nervous. I was nervous before coming on this show, as I am every time,
really?
Right?
Really?
If you're a performer or you're going to be in a public space using your head, if you have any sense of humility, you get a little nervous. You're like, I hope I don't say anything wrong. I hope I make my points correctly. Trump doesn't even have that gene, but he has an oversized ego that he lives in fear of it being wounded. So that's why he creates all the chaos and swirl around him to cover his deficiency.
The CNN said, as for the panic that's kind of happening behind the scenes, it's been interesting. For months, we've heard them say, we'll debate anywhere, anytime, any place. We're really hearing them sing a different tune over the last week. Part of it, they want to manage expectations. When they learned that President Biden and his campaign were going to be spending a full week preparing, that's when they kind of was the turning point. The pre-spin we're seeing with them, rather than working the refs, attacking the refs, the moderators are already trying to frame this debate as being rigged. It's something that's exactly out of Trump's well-worn playbook. He's done it with the election, the courtroom, the campaign trail. And also, I feel like I keep saying, he doesn't debate. He just acts like a D. And so his crowd will go, oh, he won no matter what. You know, it's like, oh, he called Jill Biden a whore, so he won. You know, like, he's not debating issues. He's just figuring out how to be the biggest D.
100%. And that's why they're trying to nullify Biden's intellectualism and 50 years of knowledge with an accusation that he must be on cocaine because he's speaking coherently about facts, about real stuff. And once again, Biden is not on cocaine. I've been in recovery for 19 years. I'm a former user of drugs and alcohol, specifically cocaine. Yeah. I never ate ice cream in all the years I was doing cocaine. Nobody ever did a bunch of lines and said, let's go get an ice cream and go on a bike ride right now to the beach.
Leslie in Long Beach, real quick. You're on with Noel. Hey, Les.
Oh, my gosh. Well, this is a super exciting day. My birthday isn't until August, but I kind of feel like it's today being on with Noel.
I know, right?
I wanted to say quickly about the Supreme Court. I think the media just needs to call this immunity delay ruling what it is. It's a suppression of evidence, and it's election interference straight up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's exactly what it is. And real quick, Noel, I wanted to ask you, if Mark Burnett actually has outtake, like tapes and whatnot, you know, from the Celebrity Apprentice, what's his motivation for not releasing him? I mean, what's the worst that could happen?
Oh, he's fully on Trump's side. He helped create Trump. He's a right-wing white Christian nationalist guy all down the line. He helped support Trump. He's the last guy who would release those tapes. They're buried, in a vault. You'll never see them.
I know. She makes a good point, too. I mean, the Supreme Court is literally suppressing evidence that the American public deserves to hear before this election. I mean, it's incredible. You know, you're like, are they being paid by his, are they part of his defense team or part of his campaign arm or both? Yeah. Right. They're obviously delaying, you know, they feel the Roe rage. I think they're delaying those rulings till after the election because they see, electoral results. Right.
Right. Because they're paid by the same people Trump is. Right.
Yeah.
The Koch brothers, the Harlan Crows, the big oil and gas companies, you know, the people behind this, the men in the shadows, so to speak, who know there'll be no more regulation if Trump gets back into office. They won't have a pesky EPA, which they just ruled against today, by the way, to allow coal plants to continue to like pollute our air.
Yeah.
They sided with the polluters. That's insane.
Yeah. Well, I mean, before all their other despicable rulings, they really are just so pro-business and anti-worker. It's insane. So, go ahead.
No, it's no accident that Neil Gorsuch was Trump's first choice. Ann Gorsuch was the first head of the EPA under Reagan, and she tried to dismantle the EPA and went with big business on every chance. You know, this is Trump and all this stuff is the results of decades of work behind the scenes by people who want to continue to profit and make their own rules.
Yeah.
And that's.
And in terms of immunity, I mean, he's already lost, what, 9% or something, a big chunk of independence since his first, and this is only his first convictions, right? I mean, you know, so that's the other thing is they're trying to prevent they know will be more convictions from happening before the election, right?
Absolutely. And just allow him to continue the Trump show out in the public sphere. You know, because people won't be confronted with the hard evidence of what he actually did. Because not everybody is a listener of the Stephanie Miller Show, unfortunately. They're not as well informed as you guys. You know, they're out there living their lives.
That is very disappointed in all of you. All right. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Doug Dimaldi and Bonnie and Clyde. I was explaining, Mike, because I dabble in a little insomnia, especially now with being on tour.
Sure.
There's a lot of just basically kissing and talking and snuggling all night long with Bonnie and Clyde. In fact, to the point where I feel like they get annoyed with me, where they're like, could we go to sleep now? Really? Is there going to be another Connie Selica movie?
Connie Selica?
Wow, you went way back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. She's in a surprising amount of movies.
In the 70s and 80s, yeah.
All right, my point is, but they tolerate me. I am just a delivery system for Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend.
Well.
Much like salad, crouton delivery system.
Exactly.
Yeah. I am just like, I am tofu. I'm a delivery system for the Noel Castlers of the world. Mm-hmm. I, by myself, I'm nothing. I'm bland. I'm worthless. But I bring you other fantastic things.
Right. You surround yourself liberals. With excellence.
Yeah.
Like
exactly.
Dr. Marty.
Exactly. Thank you. Okay. Nature's Blend, the best. Speaking of excellence, I'm telling you, turkey, beef, duck, salmon, antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables, all raw, freeze-dried, that packs in all the nutrients and the flavor,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
What? Who thought of kibble? I have speculated Donald Trump. Only someone that hates dogs could have thought kibble is a good idea.
Well,
you can eat it like a dog. Cook it like a dog on high heat, all the nutrients gone, you can eat it like a dog after you get fired like a dog. See? Dr. Marty loves your dog.
Yep.
He knows they need to eat what they would eat and what their ancestors ate in the wild. And that is mostly meat. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, the first four ingredients.
Yep.
Get it? 54% off Nature's Blend right now and a free bag of Cod Krispies.
Cod Krispies.
Yum again. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Prepare to be knocked on your ass.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text FITNESS to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code FITNESS.
We are here to save the world. The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Save the World comedy tour continues in Boston.
Boston, you're my home.
Saturday, July 13th at the Box Center Schubert Theater, Boston.
That's what's happening, baby.
Starring Stephanie Miller.
I know. I'm excited, too, because I was just elected Speaker of the House of Representatives.
John Fugelsang.
80's fine with me. I like the old guy who needs another nap over the old guy who needs another defense attorney. Do you know what I'm saying?
Comedy duo Frangela.
Seeing the House Republicans out petty every white girl slumber party that has ever happened.
And the fabulous Hal Sparks.
Poor Jesse Lottie Ventura. To have his accent taken and watered down by Mike Pillow so egregiously.
With special guests Glenn Kirshner and Charlie Pierce. Purchase of VIP tickets gets you meet and greet access to the stars after the show. Don't miss Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World comedy tour at the Box Center Schubert Theater in Boston, Saturday, July 13th. Tickets at sexyliberal.com.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that, yes. React to that, and they may not react very well to that, and they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making up all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Stephanie Miller. I'm gonna tell everyone to lighten
up. Oh, yeah. We have Noel Castler.
We do.
He's just a, you know, social media star, comedian extraordinaire. Podcast is Car Rants, right?
Fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, we have a statement from the bassinet of the 45th president already this morning. Okay. Yeah, he seems like he's got his game face on. This is all caps. We're in all caps.
What?
Oh, all right. I'll forget it. I'll just... Why does Fox News put on... Oh, he's whining about Fox News. Wow. His baby is very colicky this morning. Here we go. Okay.
Hooray! Why does Fox News put on so many Biden people like Michael Tyler, communications director for Biden, who spewed lies with very little pushback? Amazing!
Okay, he seems calm and ready for game day.
Yeah.
Exactly. Sitting in front of Fox News snorting Adderall is a great way to prepare for a debate, you know? He'll be out of his mind tonight. That's what your viewers should watch. You know, look for, is that a sane human being that you want in charge of the nuclear codes again? You know?
It's funny you brought this up. This is exactly, this is one example. Just how just terrifying this is for the entire world. Trump might have inadvertently caused an arms race in Asia with a recent slip of the tongue, according to a new report. In Time magazine, there's an interview which Trump says it doesn't make any sense that South Korea doesn't fund more of its own defense. Among American officials, there's a fear that South Korea will seek its own nuclear weapons program if it comes to believe the U.S. will not protect it against nuclear-armed North Korea. That could fuel an arms race in Asia and beyond. Foreign officials are now intimately familiar with the whole taking Trump seriously versus literally debate, and they're preparing for the worst-case scenario. They see a Trump more angry than before, more bent on retribution, more surrounded by sycophants, and less encumbered by traditions or political considerations that may once have held him back. I mean, oh my God, the mind just reels, right?
It sure does. I mean, that's well said. That's who he is. He is a danger to all humanity, to a peaceable world. That guy is an obstacle, and that's how everybody should view him. He shouldn't be anywhere near military decisions and nuclear weapons and foreign policy and geopolitics.
And I bet you that's going to come up tonight, his disrespect for the military. And, of course, he's going to go, fake news. It's like, it's your guy, John Kelly.
Right. Pulled out of the Iran deal. Right? Iran is now basically on the verge of having nuclear weapons. At the same time, they're funding proxy wars against Israel. That's a geopolitical nightmare. You know, my grandfather was an NSA guy whose whole career was over there in Saudi Arabia, dealing with American interests, Israel, all this stuff. To have a guy like that blow up the Iran nuclear deal was the result of diplomacy, as you well know. John Kerry and these guys know what they're doing. That was a career achievement. That, by the way, costs millions of dollars to just create something like that. Forget about the political ramifications. That's work. That's what our government does. And you're throwing it out for some lunatic.
Yep.
Talk about
no. How can we follow you and worship you more creepily in a more intense fashion? How can we
Noel
do that?
Noel Castler podcast, Noel Castler on Twitter, and Noel's Notes on Substack. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
And New York City Sexy Liberal, along with, right?
August 3rd.
Yes, Lawrence O'Donnell is a very soft yes for that one as well. It's going to be off the...
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome syndicated columnist Greg Schwemm and Superior, Wisconsin 4th of July Parade Coordinator Carolyn Nelson Cavias. It's going to be a great show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.